Welcome to Confessions of a Sales Pro. My very special dear guest this week is a gentleman by the name of Andy Gray, podcast editor, producer, and audio engineer. Originally from Glasgow, Scotland, or Glasgow, as we say back home, Andy first trained as an electrical engineer before moving into computer operations, joining the Ministry of Defence in the UK, and then switching to the corporate world with EMI. He moved to Vancouver at the turn of the millennium in 2000, where he started his own business, focusing firstly on web design and development, and then as the digital age grew and ushered in the new mediums of communication, then immersed himself in the world of audio and podcasting. And I must add, Andy's been producing all of my podcasts for the last 3 years, so I'm bringing him out from behind the curtain. Andy, welcome to the podcast today.
Fantastic, Ian. Thank you. It's great to be here. It's great to be invited into the best podcast on sales out there.
Wonderful that you can make the time, my friend. I know you're busy because you've got a lot of I'm one of many of your podcasting clients. So I thought it's so appropriate to share with the whole world that when I first got into podcasting 3 years ago, you held my hand. You got me started. You showed me the ropes and laid the trail of breadcrumbs for me to follow. And I've really enjoyed working with you. And I value all of the precious time I get with you. So before we even get started, on behalf of the listeners and myself, Andy, thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be doing this with you. And hopefully between us, we can give some great advice out there.
That would be wonderful. And I'm sure our listeners are keen. I know before I started the podcast, I was so like, wow, I don't know how to do this. Sure, I've written a few books and I teach and I speak, but podcasting, that's this whole new thing. And it did kind of scare me. And I must say, and I can look back in the rear view and say, I'm so glad I did it. Andy, why should anyone start a podcast?
Well, as the very famous playwright William Shakespeare once said, to podcast or not to podcast, that is the question.
Love it.
And who knew he was ahead of his time? People out there are thinking, yeah, you know, I'd love to start a podcast. I'm not sure about it. There's personal reasons and there's business reasons to do that. If we use Shakespeare as an example, it was his ability to get his voice out there. Plays, sonnets, in the theatre, that was his medium. He had something to say to the world, and that's what he used. So a podcast is something similar. So personally, you want your voice to be heard, literally wanting your voice to be heard. You may have an expertise in a subject, maybe something like you have a pastime like fishing. Perhaps you enjoy travelling and you want to tell people all the great places you've visited. Perhaps you've got a favourite sports team. You've heard other people talking about your club, your team on podcasts, and now you want to talk about them. So that's one of the personal reasons. And it's a creative outlet that radio would never give you the opportunity. And I'm actually going to talk about radio further on in this podcast. But just the fact that you can sit at home and do this. And if there's enough people out there who are interested in you, they will listen to you because you're on the same wavelength. Business is another good example of why you should start a podcast. It'll give you networking opportunities. You've got visibility and branding. It's community and educational. Yeah, so there's the personal reasons. There's business reasons for some people listening to this. Business is a main feature that they want to do that podcast for. And not just starting the podcast, what is it you want to talk about? Pick a podcast theme, a topic. Find a niche. We're looking for something that specifically you have a passion about. And if we can, we can drill it down into something that we'll find a niche for them. We don't want a podcast that appeals to too broad an audience. If it's just a general podcast on fishing, for example, that's interesting. But if we had a podcast on, if we can use where we are right now, we're in Vancouver and British Columbia, the top 10 flies to catch salmon right? I don't know if that's a thing because I'm not a fisherman, but I'm using that as an example. So we can have, for instance, nutrition for diabetics. In business, how to start a non-profit. We're trying to drill down to give a theme that people can listen to. So hopefully, just mentioning about topics and themes, that's a good reason why you would start a podcast, because you have that particular interest. And, you know, search for podcasts that are similar on what you want to talk about and listen to a few of them. See what people out there are talking about and see if you can tweak it and do something different. Now, here's a little pro tip for you. If you find a theme and topic you want to talk about on your podcast, come up with 10 episode ideas. If you struggle to get 10 episode ideas, you might want to change the theme.
Mm.
Yeah, it should be something that comes easy to you. We're not just talking about doing 10 episodes. We're talking about doing 100 episodes. We're talking about doing 1,000 episodes, right? So as long as you have a topic where you can get plenty of ideas to discuss, that's great. And we're talking about why start a podcast. A common question is, how long should my podcast be? The majority of podcasts are in the 20-minute to 40-minute area, right? I always suggest starting off 15, 20 minutes just to dip your toes in, you know, find out what you want to talk about. And you'll find naturally that your podcast length will grow over time. So why start a podcast? Personal reasons, business reasons, find a topic you want to talk about, off you go.
That's lovely. Wonderfully said. I like that there's personal reasons and professional reasons, Andy. You talked about networking, expanding your brand, thought leadership. Perhaps it's in a way to promote your customers or your services. But as you said, find a niche. Don't just do everything for everybody. You're better to drill down and focus. Put your passion on steroids. Be specific. Pick a theme. And as you said, that was a lovely tip at the end. If you can't naturally think of 10 episodes out of the gate, then maybe it's the wrong topic and maybe you need to broaden your idea a little bit, but it should naturally unfold for you. And those are wonderful ideas on why have one, whether it's personal, professional. I know I had this same feeling myself when you were talking to me earlier on 3 years ago. I was like, yeah, Andy, that sounds great, but I've got to tell you, I'm intimidated. I know what I know, but I know what I don't know, and I don't know how to podcast yet. So, yeah. You know, that built-in intimidation, that fear factor, if you want to call it. So, mate, like, why are most people intimidated by the idea of doing their very own podcast?
I mean, there's a great question, right? And that's something that goes through people's minds all the time. I mean, I've produced many hundreds of podcast episodes. And common fears, concerns that clients discuss when they come to me, I'm starting my own podcast, and a bit intimidated by it all, in no particular order. Perhaps they don't feel they have the right voice for a podcast. And we're talking about physically their voice. You know, they listen to radio and they have these smooth operators on the radio and they think, I don't sound like that. No, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. It's unless people run screaming whenever you open your mouth, yeah, you're completely fine, right? But whatever your voice sounds like is good to go. So don't worry about that fear. Ignore that. You sound fantastic. Perhaps you don't feel I have enough content. And that goes back to what we just discussed previously about why starting a podcast, about finding a niche that you wanted, a topic, a theme that you're not sure about. If you can do that little exercise about the 10 episodes, hey, you've got enough content, right? And if you've got enough content for the first 10 episodes, you'll find enough content for 100 episodes, for 1,000 episodes. That will flow. That will happen. Then perhaps the other concern is, I don't feel I have enough technical expertise, right? Because, yes, there are many aspects in podcast production. There's just the branding, there's the recording, there's the editing, there's the distribution to all the different podcast platforms, creating the appropriate graphics for getting your marketing out there, all the audio and sound. If you've never done it before, it can certainly feel like a daunting task. I mean, that's where I come in, right? That's what I do for everyone. You just record it, give it to me, I do the rest for you, as an example. forgetting all that, some people have something as basic as what we always call imposter syndrome, right? I don't feel that I should be out there doing that when I'm listening to other podcasts. But everybody started somewhere. Everybody had podcast number one, and perhaps it wasn't the best podcast they've ever done when they look at it, some, you know, episode 30, episode 50. But you'll love it. Once you get into it, once you get into that flow of doing podcasts, you'll be absolutely fine. So I say, don't worry about the technical aspects of it. Don't be intimidated by it. Just record something, give it to someone like myself. We'll do the rest. You've got a podcast. Off you go.
It's interesting. I really like how you framed that, Andy. Like, certainly the quality of the voice, right? Yeah, you, and we've all, you know, I could never do radio, let alone TV. Who's going to listen to my voice? And you're right. It's the quality of the voice is not a big deal. It's the quality of the content that really resonates and how your listenership engages with it. So the voice shouldn't be a showstopper for anyone. And then, do I have the right content? And do I run out of topics to talk about? I really like what you said about just getting started. Get out of the gate, get your first 10 behind you, and all of a sudden it starts to run its own race. It starts to grow its own legs. And I know from personal experience, my first 10 episodes was me talking about some of the content from my books through the years. And I started to think, these poor listeners must be getting really bored of my voice. It's about time I have some guests on the podcast, and the thing's taken off. And you know, the focus isn't just sales and sales leadership anymore. All kinds of things, branding. I've had people from around the world, and it's all just driving. It's got its own momentum. You know, when you were a kid, you ran around in a circle in a pool, and all of a sudden you could lift your legs and you kept going. That's what happens with podcasting. It truly does. So if you've got enough for 10, I tell you, you probably got enough for 1,000, truth be told.
Yes.
Technical expertise, that's where I was really intimidated. I know I have a voice. I know I've got content, but I'm good at PowerPoint, but it kind of ends there. Outlook and PowerPoint where, you know, my fuse runs out. And I'm thankful, so thankful for you and your expertise and your ability to continue to learn and be on the cutting edge of all of the new things that I don't have to go there. I don't have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
As you said, email you the audio file and then wake up in the morning and it's live, right? It's a wonderful thing. I like what you touched on with imposter syndrome as well. It is interesting. And your first episode, here's what I've learned about podcasting, even 50 in, and that's a while ago, but when you hear the quality of your 50th episode and you think back to your first, wow, it's like black and white. It's like night and day. It's a completely different situation because you get good at it. It's like anything. If you play golf twice a year, you're never going to get good at it. If you play golf once or twice a week, you're going to continue to get better at it. And if you podcast weekly, I guarantee you, you'll get better at it. And so there's always this thought in my mind about high quality, right? Because in the world of delivering services or products, you care about quality, service quality, product quality. So what equipment and perhaps software, Andy, do they need to produce high quality podcasts? We really want to make sure we've got high quality.
Yeah, I mean, there's a thing. I mean, that's another part of the, I'm not sure I can do this because I don't have the right equipment. One thing I should just mention here before I go into this, because I'm going to summarize something here. I have a free guide on how to start a podcast at my website, podcastingedits.com. And on there is a complete guide, how to start it yourself. And I'm going to flip it on equipment and software you need to produce a podcast to talking about radio. Because with radio, we think, oh, podcast, radio, I need a studio, I need soundproof rooms, I need, you know, a $100,000 mixing desk, I need a bunch of $1,000 microphones. No, you don't. You just literally need a recording device. And at its very simplest, we can just a phone. You know, for instance, the iPhone has something called voice memos. And you can literally just switch on voice memos, start talking, and there's your podcast. That's at the simplest. And then, of course, we've got laptops, we've got iPads, we've got desktops. So any recording device and a microphone and phones, laptops, whatever, they all have built-in microphones. In fact, we are hearing the dog food. We are actually recording this on a laptop with a built-in microphone. We're not using any fancy microphone. We're not doing anything like that. I just wanted to prove to you, right, how you can record this, right? So microphone, some even earphones like AirPods have a built-in microphone. If you do want to get a physical microphone, a Blue Yeti, it's about $100. That's sort of a standard that everybody talks about. You can go up another level. You can go to the Shure SM7. That's a $400 industry standard. They use that in recording studios. So if you want to spend some money, you could do that. The podcast format, that's something you want to think about, because I talked about just using voice memos on the iPhone. Is it self or is it interview? Right, there's other podcast formats. We'll just talk about those two. If it's just your own voice with you just wanting to talk about something, right, it's just a self podcast, then that's the simplest method we can use. You just need a simple recording device. If we're going to have an interview, we want to think about recording software at that point. And one of the easiest ways to record a podcast is using Zoom. Most people are familiar with that for video. Well, we can also use that for audio. And you can schedule it, two people talking, and that'll produce a video file or produce an audio file. That audio file can be used as the podcast. You're done there. If you want to go a little bit further, I recommend something like Squadcast. That's a web interface where two people can connect using their own microphones. It gives a bit higher quality and so forth. And there's other software, which again, my guide goes into all the different versions of that. Once you've got the audio recorded, now you need to edit it. Apple Mac, iPhone, iPad, they have GarageBand built in. That can take your podcast audio file, put it into GarageBand, edit it. Audacity is a free editing software for Windows and Mac. So there's various options to edit your audio. And then we talked about earlier about needing, for instance, graphics, podcast covers. Perhaps you want intro and outro music to introduce your podcast. And when you finish, voiceovers, you maybe want an introduction to it. A little tip here, don't create any podcast artwork yet. You know, people sometimes want to create everything around the podcast except to do the podcast. If you start working on your podcast cover too early, even though you think you've got a concept, you've found your niche, you know what you want to talk about, at the last minute you might suddenly find, hey, it's going to be different. So, you know, don't worry about that kind of thing to begin with. Let's just get the podcast recorded, see how they turn out, and then we can bundle it up. Podcast hosting. We want to put the podcast somewhere. So you know about Apple Podcasts, we know about Spotify, but we need to get it on there. I always recommend a service called Buzzsprout. So Buzzsprout is free to start with. You get 2 hours per month of audio completely free. We upload your podcast to that service, and then they distribute it to Apple, to Spotify, to Google, to Amazon, other services like Stitcher and Overcast, other podcasting hosts. So that's how, and my free guide goes into more detail on all this. I'm just trying to give you a quick overview from needing a microphone, which can be your phone, up into editing and so forth. Yeah, so that's how we do it.
That really demystifies the whole quality concern, Andy, as many of our listeners would have, I'm sure. And I like the analogy to radio, where soundproof room, you've got to have like the best microphone on the planet, and you know, you have to be smooth as an operator.
And I mean, here right now, we are sitting around a dining table. We're in a room. We're overlooking a patio, looking at the sea. Right. And I'm sure everybody listening to this, the audio is fine.
It is. And while we're looking at the White Rock Beach, the waterfront, we're actually, there's no special gear going on at all here.
No.
This is no lapel mics, nothing fancy at all.
Nope.
We're not even wearing the AirPods, right? So This is just straight into a computer. So, folks, it really is that easy. Easy to use equipment that we probably already have, right? So you're not going to have to buy special gear. Get that out of your mind for sure. And I love, you know, Zoom for the business. And Zoom is the standard. We're all used to using Zoom. You know, the pandemic did that. We all got trained on Zoom. And now we're all good at using Zoom. And you can use that as easy as you talk. You talked about, Andy, going beyond just yourself, right? You talking about your first five, however many episodes, about your content, your thought leadership, whatever, you know, fishing show, business show, whatever it is you're going to do. But then you eventually have to come around to the whole idea of guests. And it took me, I don't know, 10 episodes or so, you'll recall, to get to that. So how do you go about selecting and inviting guests to your podcast, Andy?
Yeah, great question. I mean, as you said, once you've, if you're starting off as a self podcast to begin with, then at some point you'll probably want to talk to other people, friends and family. Right, and that's the most obvious one to begin with right off the bat. You're sure you've got plenty of people that you know who have the same interests as you. So simply contact them and invite them on. And I think you'll find most people will be quite happy to do that. The other area is business colleagues and acquaintances who will be really excited to come on your show and talk about the subjects that you're interested in. And they themselves can give you referrals. And that's something, Ian, that you do as well. Right. You get referrals, other people you know, and of course, cross-promote with other creators is something else that you can do. You know, you can be on someone else's show. And so all those things in the mix can help find you plenty of guests to come on your podcast.
It's so interesting. I like how you raised that. I'll come to the referral thing in just a moment. But the easy place to start, folks, is depending on the topic of your show. If to go back to Andy's analogy earlier, if you are an avid fisherman or an avid golfer and you've got a podcast about that, well, who do you go fishing with on a Saturday morning or play golf with on a Sunday afternoon?
Yeah.
That's the low-hanging fruit. Those are easy guests for you. Friends, family. I think there's great value in inviting clients onto a podcast because one thing for certain, they love being featured. They love being promoted. And it shows that you're adding value to them. You're not just trying to sell them anything. So there's great value in the client and colleague topics as well. Referrals is huge. Referrals is so, so big. So when I know I've had a good podcast, I typically ask my guests after we're done recording and sending you the file, I will ask them, who else do they know do you think would make for a good guest for this podcast? And I've got to tell you, That's where I would guess 80% of my podcast guests come from, referrals from existing guests. And that's where the thing starts to grow its own legs. It truly, truly does. And don't be shy to ask. People love being interviewed on a podcast. You're doing something really valuable to them, making them feel important, making their voice feel important. Many of the people I've interviewed have ended up being Andy's clients as well because of the whole referral thing. Just what goes around comes around, and that's truth, and that'll never stop. So it's interesting, Andy, as you think about this, once you get your podcast off the ground, out of the gate, started, what can you do next?
Right, yeah. Where do we move on to? So, I mean, You've did your grand opening. Well, you can do a grand opening. You can do a soft opening. You know, you can put your podcast out there just to begin with. Tell a few of your friends and family you've got it up and running, and then you announce it. Or perhaps you just want to do a big grand opening, and boom, off you go. But once you're up and running, something you want to consider is the obvious one of monetization, where we can put ads into the podcast. If you get enough followers and downloads, you know, perhaps you're getting 1,000 per episode or whatever, there's plenty of services out there, Buzzsprout included, that I mentioned earlier, you can get ads inserted in. You can even go to a local business. You know, if you're producing a podcast that involves something in the local area where you live, you can approach businesses to get advertising. I know a friend whose daughter does a podcast with someone, and there's no money exchanges with each other, but what they do is they go to those businesses and say, hey, we'll promote your product, and that company will, you know, maybe like a bakery, right? And the bakery will give them some bakery goods for mentioning them on the podcast. So you can do it as simple as that, or you can go all the way up to full-blown ads. You may want to consider, once your podcast is up and running, a transcription. So we can take the audio, we can get a transcription of that podcast, And you can use it in your social media, on your own website, where people can read the podcast rather than and listen to it. And that may be helpful for people who have some issues with hearing, that kind of thing. And of course, you can use the podcast as something we call a lead magnet, where we can promote it to try and get people to sign up for a newsletter, to come to the website. So it can be used as a marketing tool, right? So there are so many different things around the podcast and where we can go with that.
That's brilliant, Andy. You touched on many things. I know I've been approached for the whole monetization thing, and I'm of two schools of thought. Great, a revenue stream is a great thing. I like having total creative control of the content and who I want to talk to and what I want to talk about. I haven't given into that yet. I may one day, not sure. And as simple as ads being inserted and you're getting paid for that, folks. That's a great thing. And then there's the idea of what else you can do with it. Andy talked about having it turned into text, having it turned into a readable dialogue. One of the guests I had on, Andy, you'll remember producing this one last year, he took 10 podcast episodes he was doing with his podcast, ran it through the voice into ChatGPT, and he produced a book with it. A whole book came out of it. He said it wasn't a very good book, but it was a book. He had to touch it a lot to make it a published thing. But there's so much you can do with a podcast. I really believe that its biggest role for me so far is a marketing tool. It is a way to brand yourself and help your guests brand them. And that's where that referral thing comes back big time. Because if you're helping people get what they want, they're so happy to help you get what you want. So the marketing aspect of it, the referral, the pay it forward nature of podcasting is a great reason for doing it and what you might do as you grow your legs with podcasting. Hey, listen, Andy, before we let you go, you have scratched many heads today on the forehead. You've given people thought-provoking ideas. What's my podcast going to be about? It's going to be maybe two of you join up and team up and do something together. Yep. There's lots of different ways to come about it. Andy's given you lots of ideas and suggestions. So before we let you go, Andy, you mentioned something. Now, listeners, I don't often offer something free, as you know. But Andy just had, being very generous, if you go to Andy's website, one of his websites, podcastingedits.com, there is a free, F-R-E-E, free guide on getting started with podcasting. If you want to read that and give it a go yourself, that's great. If you'd rather just reach out to Andy and get his sage, wise advice on how to do this, Andy, what is the best way for our listeners to reach out to get a hold of you?
Well, good old place, LinkedIn. You can find me on there as Andy Gray. I've got a little microphone beside my name, so if you're looking for me, that's me. Email me at andygray@outlook.com. And as Ian just mentioned, you can go to podcastingedits.com if you want more information and to get that free guide on how to start a podcast.
That's fantastic. Again, thank you, Andy, for spending the time with us today. I really appreciate you dropping your knowledge and wisdom on this forward-thinking podcasting notion for the world. Thank you, Andy.
Oh, thank you, Ian, for inviting me onto the show. It's been fantastic. There's so much more information that I want to give, but we haven't got enough time to do that. But hopefully I'm giving everyone a flavor of what it's all about and how simple and straightforward it can be. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. And again, thank you all for listening to Confessions of a Sales Pro.
If you have found this episode informative and helpful, we would be honored and appreciative if you would share this podcast with other great salespeople like yourself. And we look forward to you joining us for all new episodes weekly, every Thursday. Please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. If you'd like us to help you grow your sales commissions, visit us at salesmentoryou.com. Confessions of a Sales Pro. Less sins, more wins. With Ian Selby.